that D-class homes needed to be raised, and we actually did a little bit of raising through the physical depreciation table. So that's what I'm here for. I ain't here to quarrel. No, I might not take that value. That's beside the point. One of these values was increased in the year 2018. Now, I don't know how many of you guys was on this board in 2018. That's the year, if you look at the Missouri state statutes, cannot be raised in an even-numbered year. Now, I heard through the grapevine that the state tax commission had a precedent set in a county where some man's wife was dying of cancer, so he didn't come to his office as often as he should, and he got behind. So the state fell in and reassessed 2018. Not 2018, I can't even remember what year it was. That is not a precedent to nothing. And I know you gentlemen have been informed that that might be a precedent. That's not a precedent. That didn't occur in Taney County. We had a perfectly healthy department, perfectly healthy assessor. And so why did we go against the statutes and start this climb in values in 2018? Newspaper said, which I usually read the newspaper and roll it up and throw it away, that it was because the assessor didn't get their work done.
Well, so, I mean, this in that regard, and first of all, we can't do anything about 2018, right? I mean, we're 2021.
Right.
So, but, I mean, I'm very familiar with what you're talking about. As you know, from being a public official for 16 years, the newspapers oftentimes got it wrong,
right,
and missed information. It is my understanding that actually that off year, and I'm not here to give it a basis, it wasn't our decision, we had nothing to do with it, but since you brought it up, the reason why they were doing that is that the state tax commission gave them an exception to do it in that off year. So that's way water under the bridge. I don't think that has to do with these values here. I'm writing down stuff that you're talking about, you know, the index increase.
Right.
We have a document here where there's 1,500 properties that received an over 15% increase.
Right. Right.
That we're trying to work through to deal with, that are residential homes, so that they saw more than that 15% increase, and there's some new state statutes that just came down last year that affect that, and we're seeing a lot of that. So your question, your concern, I mean, we're hearing from a lot of different folks. I highly value your input, being assessor for 16 years, and I know you did some things that were controversial, and I know there's a tension there between the state tax commission and the voters of Taney County. And I know that's, you know, you gotta abide by the state law and you gotta abide by what the, you know, where the county is. That's a tough line to go. I know the line that you took and you took the flak for it. Frankly, as a taxpayer, I appreciate that line that you took, and I'd rather us be more